Our first question today is from an email correspondent, and it goes like this. I really, really, really do not understand intuition because I know that I've always believed that my intuition was basically me telling myself the future or trying to figure out what I should do. And I know I've been listening to this for years. I know that intuition is not that. I really wish I could understand this once and for all. So if you could explain what intuition really is, I would be very, very happy. Well, we can't. We could tell you what it feels like, and it feels better. So you'll notice that by the time you get to this question, if you listen to the recording first of the conversation, we've talked about this to a certain extent already. But intuition is a feel better. But the thing we said today that we've never said in quite so explicit a way is we said very specifically, intuition doesn't go from despair to anger, although that's going to feel like what's happening. And sometimes that is what actually occurs, because sometimes you do have to walk through the fog because that is what feels better. It's not you have to, but it's literally what feels better for reasons that you will probably never understand. But that's also the key word here. You ask to understand your intuition. It's not possible. And we'll explain that. We'll explain why in just a moment. But the intuition that we're talking about has immediate impact. It has immediate feel better. You feel better immediately. And as we said today, one of the things that this, we didn't say this, but we'll say it here. One of the things this series is about walking away from the idea that it's going from despair to anger or despair to sadness or anger to irritation or irritation to boredom. That is intuition, because those are feel better. It's absolutely feel better. But what we really want you to understand is that intuition starts at positive anticipation. Everyone does everything they do. This is what we said almost at the very beginning. The almost very first time we ever talked to anyone in the form in which we speak now, we said, everyone everywhere does what they do because they believe they will feel better as a result of doing it. That's positive anticipation. That's the baseline for everything. Every decision you make, whether you're conscious of it or not, is based on that. The difference that we remind you about is when you get the payoff later versus when you get the payoff now. And if you're not getting the payoff now, whatever you're doing is abstract. And you can really compress yourself into some very tight places in the abstract. You can touch on despair and depression and anger, and you can do it for long periods of time. Not continuously, it'll exhaust you. Then you get a long period of sleep. That's why people who are depressed often sleep a lot. And then you kind of get relief from it, and then you pick it back up when you wake up until you decide not to. And whatever that is, it's going to be perfect. It's not a rush to do this. You don't have to change anything. But we're here to remind you, positive anticipation is the baseline. So that might help in your understanding. And it could be that your question, which Frank did not read, that your question is actually the basis for the turn that this conversation took. Because if you'll notice, the first 5 or 10 minutes that we spent in the conversation is not anything that was mentioned in the description of this workshop, this series. Because something else had happened by the time we got here, so to speak. And it could be your question, it could be others. We don't really know, because we don't know where any of this comes from, truly. But what we do know is that this is something we have been saying all along. We've just never quite said it this way. So the point of this is to remind you that you're not going to understand intuition, because intuition isn't about understanding. Understanding is a component of intuition. Yes, indeed. And one of the things that often feels better is awareness of what happened, which you call understanding. But notice, awareness of what happened, past tense. What happened, past tense. Understanding in the present moment actually doesn't make any sense, because you know things are ongoing. It could change. How could you possibly have understanding? You understand what happened before. Seeking understanding is a fool's errand, because you can't seek it. If you seek it, it moves away from you. Remember, it's a little puppy and it wants to play with you. So if you're like, I'm looking for you, and like, okay, I'm hiding. So seeking for understanding is very frustrating, because you can't ever do it, because you think the payoff will happen eventually, but it never does. But when you decide, no, I do understand, or it doesn't matter whether I understand, then understanding arises, oftentimes, quite easily and quite quickly. Just like when you stop looking for your car keys and you give yourself a break from the endeavor of looking for your car keys, you suddenly know where they are. So you basically are asking, you're basically saying, I want to understand intuition. You can't understand intuition, not the way that you're trying to, because intuition is actually how you're thinking. When you look at it, as one thing we can tell you that we think will help you is that when you look at it as a tool independent of other tools, you are not correct at all. Every tool you have is an extension of intuition. Remember, intuition, thinking, manifesting, intending, imagining, these are all the same word. So thoughts take on different forms. Understanding is one form of thought. It's a way of looking at things through the lens of the past. You're still looking at current moment things, but you're looking at them as though they were in the past. And then understanding arises out of that. But again, as Frank's very wise mother has said, and we know you've heard many times, understanding is the booby prize. It's fun to get a stuffed animal at the fair. But it isn't what you think it is. It's just a stuffed animal. It will remind you of things. Perhaps a delightful day spent at the fair. And what happened, you know, when the two of you kissed under the bleachers outside of the rodeo. But the bear itself, the stuffed animal, it's not a bear. It's just a bunch of fabric sewn together, perhaps permeated with the odors of fried foods. Who knows? But the bottom line is, that's about all understanding is. And it's nice when it arises, but it's not the goal of anything. And that's the mistake that many of our physical friends make. And we say mistake with quotes because it's not an actual mistake. But that is the mistake that many of our physical friends make when they believe that what they're supposed to be doing is something that they're not doing. And that if only they understood why they didn't do it, they would now do it better. And that's a very common way of teaching. But we're not here to teach, and in many ways we're here to undo teaching. We're not undoing anything, really. We're just reminding you of who you really are. So that's the answer to your question. We don't think it's completely satisfactory. If you want to bring another question to the table, please do. But that is the answer to the question as you brought it. We thank you very much. Very powerful, very delicious, and very, very delightful indeed.